Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
902 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our Astros win ping pong balls tonight. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. May 16th is the date. Here come the ping pong balls tonight. We are going to find out whether or not our Houston Rockets get Wemby. Come on, Wemby. Let's go. That's what we need. We need us some Wemby. And we find out tonight. Just a 14%. Whoever gets him, it's a win. It's a win for our club. It's a win for whoever gets Wemby. It could be somebody with like 7% to me. Well, it's all just the luckiest of luck crap going on tonight. 14%. You got the best odds, tied for the best odds, but they still aren't great. Under over where the Rockets will draft after tonight's ping pong balls. I'm going to say 2.5.
I go over.
You going over?
3.
Oh, it's going to be 3? Mm-hmm. They can go all the way down to 6.
God forbid. You're losing to a lot of teams if that happens. Highly unlikely.
It'd be so nice to get one of those first two picks. I hate to hear league circles don't want the Rockets to get Wemby because of what have they done? What in the world have they done?
Look at this. You see this? By the way, somebody's nailed it. This is J-Lo and Ben Affleck. This isn't even the door slam that he had the other day. Yeah. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
This is one I didn't even know about. It was at the Grammys. I never even saw this one. Watch this one. Does that look good?
No. Apparently, the two are having issues. She is pissed.
Somebody made a point that J-Lo, that James coming back is going to be just like this.
Like J-Lo and Ben?
Well, you just remember the reasons you broke up in the first place.
It just seems like both of them go through so many people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it really does seem like, is this surprising to anyone that they can't stay together for any amount of time?
Yeah, there's something fundamental. Yeah, no, that's true.
Both of them go through people.
Really, a Hollywood relationship doesn't last?
Right.
But bringing it in for part two because you think it's going to work, that's obviously not going to work out.
Tom Hanks has been married forever. Okay.
Yeah.
Paul Newman was married forever.
Okay.
Golly,
you're going to those guys? Does James Harden give you the Paul Newman, Tom Hanks vibe?
No. But no, you're saying just because it's Hollywood doesn't mean you can't be a good person.
I mean, didn't say good. You can be a good person and not get. I'm saying relationships usually aren't forever in Hollywood. A lot of times they break up.
If you're a good guy like Tom Hanks, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But what does that have to do with James?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, absolutely. Actually, nothing. No, James went. Look at James now. He's been sleeping around with how many teams?
Well, 2. Well, since you
this
let
is
him
his
go.
Fourth. This is his fourth. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, now we're starting to get up there. Not J-Lo and
they're not even
Ben
sticking
Affleck
around.
Territory.
He's not even sticking with teams. He didn't make it 2 years with the Nets.
No.
He didn't make it 1 year with the Sixers.
And it was so attractive with Kevin and Kyrie.
Then it was Embiid.
Yeah.
Then it was going to be Embiid.
Well,
you know
see.
What? It should be way better with Shingun and Jaylen.
I just please, Daryl Morey, please give him as much as he wants, everything he wants. Get rid of
Your magic,
get rid of Embiid for him. If a good thing Embiid, they will get rid of Doc Rivers for him.
The 76ers, no, they already said they're not.
Yeah, they've already said no.
They already said Doc Rivers is back.
Ooh, then
so here's the question for you. I believe you're right. The Rockets cannot fall for this one-man thing because they're basically going to try to use Daryl Morey's love for James as a false flag leverage play. Daryl Morey is not going to overpay this James Harden because he recognizes this guy can't help us win at the highest level. And I think James, more than that, even if Daryl does, James doesn't stand there. He doesn't like Philadelphia. He already knows Philly fans are going to hate him. He didn't want that. So what's going to happen? He's going to come back to where he enjoys himself, where he has fun, where his friends are. It's in Houston. But you can't just finance his good times. I mean, you should say, nah, I mean, we'll tell you what, James, we'll do it at $22
million. Yeah.
You're at the end of your career, James will say,
good
no,
luck
I
with
want
that.
40.
He's turning down 35. He's going to take 22. Get out of here. Have you lost your mind?
You have the leverage. I'm telling you, James wants to be here. Then let him stay in Philadelphia.
No.
Then let him stay in Philadelphia. Play chicken with him. He'll give in. Give him $25 million. I mean, God forbid you give him $25
million. James is...
Give him $25 million. Play chicken with him. He doesn't want to be anywhere else. But
I don't know what it is about James, but owners and GMs, they fall in love.
Well, Daryl Morey does in the Rockets. The Nets don't look
like
they're...
Well, if the Rockets re-sign him, so is Tillman. Tillman, too.
Yeah, Tillman's love, too, which I don't get.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tillman, of all people, shrewd enough in business to know that James is not... like. If you get Wembanyama, you're selling tickets regardless. You're selling out. You know, he's supposed to be the next LeBron in terms of iconic generational talent. If that's going to be the case, then, you know, I want leadership around him, but that's not James. I think you want somebody to teach him how to be a pro. I really do. That might necessitate bringing in I even wonder if they land Wimby, if there's going to be some pieces that are departing. Some good players who are gone because they want to get the right veterans in. Because they've already said they want to get a couple veterans in, and defense is going to be a staple, right? Well, if James is one of those veterans that they wanted to get in, when Rafael Stone was like, we're going to bring in a couple veterans, if James is one of them, then I don't know that that's what I was thinking of. And I know that's not what Udoka was thinking of defensively.
Well, I don't know. You know, they've had these conversations, and I'm sure they've... Listen, this has been around since Christmas that James Harden was coming back to Houston. If you don't think that Udoka and the Rockets have already talked about this, and it was a yay or nay situation on this deal, then you're crazy. I'm sure that their internal discussions have to include, you know, a James Harden possible return. We don't know. Udoka might be on board. You know what? James Harden wins for coaches. You get regular season wins when James is around.
Right.
That's what they do. And so you're going to get me one of the you're going to give me a Hall of Famer, a top 20 player in the league, a guy who's still all-star caliber, a guy who led the league in assists this year. You're going to do that for me? No, I hate that. No, of course not. Coaches, for whatever, they like it. They like James Harden. They don't look at him maybe like we do.
This is why you don't care what fans think. You have to have smart people in place to understand how to build not only culture, but how to build what does a winner look like and what does a winning plan look like. And I just don't see how a 2 or 3 year deal for an aging player at a high number who has had a history of coming up short in big games and who has had issues with not only defense, but accountability. It just doesn't. It seems very easy to recognize that this is contrary to what you were hoping to do with Udoka.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Are you going to get better in some basketball stuff? Yeah, that's not my point. Is building towards something. Are you building towards something, or is he kind of a bridge veteran? I think James is a highly expensive bridge veteran. If that's the case, if you can pay him less, okay. I mean, you still have some of the same issues, you know, from a personality standpoint on this team, but the young players seem to like him, and I just think Rafael Stone and Rockets ownership just really loves James Harden. So I think our little vote here on this show is irrelevant. I think it's irrelevant.
No, I do too. And you know what? If it's, I would think that a younger guy like Patrick, like they would think a guy that worked under Daryl for as long as Rafael did, that they would look at numbers. But you know what? They love the numbers with James Harden. You know, I would think that they would, as opposed to, you know, we want to bring back a nostalgia James Harden kind of thing. You would think that they would be like, no. Let's build this thing and do it numbers wise. Let's go get a Vucevic or a Van Vliet or, you know, another guy that the numbers work out for that might be the building block for a championship. James is not a building block for a championship. See, I'm opposed to this. Let's just go and vie for the playoffs thing. I'm fundamentally opposed to that way of building a team. Let's go try to make the playoff, get back into a playoff hunt, as opposed to let's build towards a championship team.
Mm-hmm. Those are two, in this particular instance, because you don't anticipate James being a long-term solution, those are two different things, different things. And let's remember, too, James is starting to show some wear and tear in terms of soft tissue stuff. I think you could be signing, like, you may be signing into a guy who is going to miss time due to injury also.
There's just
so many potential red flags that are waving. I just really worry about anything that's not short term is a potential anchor on you.
Well, we'll see if it, and maybe it will be just a 2-year deal. We don't know. Although James opting out of a $35 million deal, it has red flags towards of being a long term.
Well, it was supposed to be that with Philadelphia. It was supposed to be kind of a wink and a nod deal where he was going to take a longer deal with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to live in Philly. During the season.
That's a good point. Udoka was in Brooklyn with James to see it firsthand. The fact that the buzz is still there makes me think James is coming back. It's a good possibility. Yep. He has seen it firsthand.
What do you think?
Well, he thought, hey, we're winning. Of course, you don't have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as well. I mean, but James probably looked like a saint next to Kyrie Irving.
No.
Man, are you kidding me? Give me that all day as opposed to Kyrie.
I think James was on his best behavior for Kevin Durant, too, for that 1 year. And then, of course, he wanted out.
Maybe the real Harden is the friends we make along the way. Stop already with your phony. You're phony. Michael wants to get in here and talk about Aaron Judge. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I hope if the Blue Jays play them again, he comes up the bat, he gets a fastball right in his ribs. Like old school baseball, because if he that'll make him think twice about looking in the dugout, because that's what he deserves.
Yeah.
I think the Rockets, man, if we get Wembanyama, the Houston might actually be like a exciting sports town again. You know, the Texans have a little juice. The Rockets will have juice, and the Astros are good. And I wanted to ask you guys, for baseball, when do teams start separating from the pack, and when is Dana Brown going to go after, I think we need a pitcher, honestly, like a starting pitcher. So, like, basically what I'm getting at is we need to grab a starting pitcher that's good from a sucky team like we did with Garrett Cole. And with James Harden, play that Mike Singletary audio. I want winners.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, James Harden's a winner. There's no question about that as far as the regular season goes anyway.
I don't think the Astros are going to do anything with pitcher. If they believe that Lance McCullers is going to be back and be fine this year, if they believe that Urquidy is going to be back and be fine this year, their five is on the field, and that's not even including number six, J.P. France, who's been good in two starts so far. So I don't think they'll even look to – I don't think they'll look to make any deals. I can't see that happening. This is an unusual amount of depth for the Astros, and maybe they just have to have regular depth like regular baseball teams. Maybe that's the case. You know, maybe they're not going to be six deep all the time. Mm. But, you know, if McCullers is not going to be back, if Luis Garcia is – I mean, Jose Urquidy is not going to be back, well, maybe that changes some things. But I don't think – you know, and it'd be a one-year deal for somebody, but – I don't think, God forbid, that's happening, where you're going to lose three pitchers for the year.
You better find out pretty soon, because remember, there's only one trade deadline now. There's not two.
Right. It's not for a while. We're not until July.
Yeah.
We're in mid-May right now.
But listen, July's the All-Star break, and Urquidy won't be back by then. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but behind the scenes, you're going to know medically. You should know medically.
Well, but you don't know how good he's going to be. You don't know anything about. Oh, really? Because you can't get re-injured? I mean, Uncle Mike. You can't.
You can, but what are you looking to add? You're not looking at a top three type player. You're just looking at a back end of the roster type guy, end of the rotation type guy.
Well, we'll see how well Fromber and Javier are at the top. You know, by then we'll know. But yeah, you're right. Yeah,
well, if they're
Fromber
not very good.
And Javier are 1-2 for a championship team by the end of July, then okay. But if they're not,
I would also caution against anything more than. I wouldn't give away real talent for a rental pitcher. I just don't. If your top two guys aren't doing it this year, you ain't doing it. You ain't winning a World Series. You may not get to the playoffs. If Fromber and Javier are not really good pitchers, which I think the odds are they are going to be really good more than they're going to be average, and if they're not, you're not going to get there anyway because you have too many injuries in the pitching staff.
713-780-3776-9-7-9-16. Time to talk about John Daspit right now.
Yeah, John Daspit is a guy who is going to bully those bullies for you. He will be out there fighting for you to passionately pursue justice for the injured. And you are the injured. And if you've been injured due to someone else's negligence on the job, whether it's maritime injury, you know, the refinery blast, the offshore, obviously, is what I'm talking about. It could be an 18-wheeler injury. It could be something at your workplace where it was not your fault and yet you were injured. They will fight for you because what you're going to find is you're going to have time you miss from work, so that's revenue you're going to compensation you're going to lose. You're going to have hospital bills. Who's going to pay for that? You're going to potentially have physical therapy. Who's going to pay for that? What about if you have pain in your lower back the rest of your life or in your shoulder? Your shoulder's never the same. Are you going to be compensated for that? Well, you're supposed to be, and that's what John Daspit fights for. And so these insurance agents are hoping that you don't know any better, and you just say yes on their settlement offer. You sign off on the paper and that's that. Don't do that. Make sure you talk to John Daspit at 713-CALL-NOW, and he will work with you on those personal injury cases. And they will do a great job. They're the best in the entire state, and they are the biggest here in Houston. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. I didn't even realize this. You know, Angel Hernandez has only worked one baseball game this year, April 3rd. He has missed the post says that Hernandez has missed most of the season due to a back injury, and it's not because he's the worst.
No, it's not because of the being bad.
As far as, I mean, honestly, referees or umpires, Angel Hernandez is definitely Mount Rushmore of worst, but quite possibly he is the Jordan of terrible umpiring or refereeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Angel Hernandez is the GOAT.
Yeah. Well, yeah, baseball. I mean, Scott Foster's not considered a terrible ref. He's considered
remember that
a shiesty ref.
Hold on. There were a lot of guys in that NBA poll that thought Scott Foster was actually a good referee.
No, a lot of people think Scott Foster is good at refereeing. He's just known as being a cooler. He's really known as being the guy who owns Chris Paul.
He owns Chris Paul and James Harden.
Yeah.
And James Harden.
Well, James Harden is owned by James
Harden. Let's not forget, he was instrumental. He was on the phone with
Tim Donaghy
daily during Donaghy's run as
fishy move.
Yeah. As far as Tim Donaghy throwing games.
Yeah.
He was daily on the phone.
I haven't forgotten that.
No. So that is as far as we're concerned, Scott Foster is just terrible. But Eric Gregg was really bad.
I mean, Eric Gregg was one of the worst of all time. The umpire union was so locked in, the biggest miscalculation they ever made was was allowing themselves to be locked out. It was basically letting their deal expire, thinking they were going to have all this leverage. Because all Major League Baseball did was say, okay, bad ump's gone. You're gone, you're gone, you're right. gone, you're gone. And Eric Gregg's like, hey, I just called them pitches 6 inches outside the strike zone, a strike. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. What's the problem? Just bullying everybody. That's when the umpires were. The umpires aren't nearly as bad as they used to be in terms of attitude. And they've got some attitude now. There's some of them who do.
Well, and Angel Hernandez still.
Oh, Angel's the worst.
The worst ever. Yeah. What about Joey Crawford?
Joey Crawford was bad. Javi's okay. He just looks mean. But Joey Crawford was the worst. Joey Crawford had carried real grudges.
Yeah. What about Joe West?
West carried grudges, but he also did country music.
Well, I know. He was in studio with the
He had his own
singing
album
for us.
Yeah. Are you okay with, is there any NFL? We don't know of any NFL referees.
Well,
we don't
Phil
know their
Luckett.
Names.
Phil Luckett was.
He screwed up.
Yeah, he screwed up the coin toss.
But who do you know that seems to have a grudge? I don't recognize that. Because you have so many different officials. One guy calls the penalty. Yeah. Was that the umpire? Or I don't even pay attention to the names of it.
Well, it depends on who calls.
This
all
guy
the
can throw the flag, but one guy will call it to the crowd.
The referee, the head referee, is the one who makes the call.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And all the other refs can throw the flag. So
there may be. I'm sure there are some players who have beef with certain refs. We just never hear about it in football. Yeah. There's no Scott Foster of holding calls.
No, we don't know. No, we don't know that.
I guarantee you, if we're in a game, we're going to get a holding call.
If we got a court, when Case Keenum is here, we'll ask him who's the worst ref. I mean,
he's not going to tell you he's on a team.
The players know. The players know who the bad refs are. You know, a guy who won't call. Now, the referees are always behind the quarterback. Now, there's two guys now.
Right.
But it used to be just the referee behind the quarterback, and he would call all the holds, usually. Umpire behind the linebackers would also call holding as well, but for the most part, it was the referee behind the quarterback. And you know what? The guys knew who was bad at missing calls.
Yeah.
But again,
they still do.
I haven't missed. You know what? You're usually going to get an Angel Hernandez game, and you haven't had any this year because I mean it's a good year. Have there been? I don't know that we've seen any really outrageous transgressions this year.
No, I can recall.
As far as we've seen guys getting squeezed this year, but that's every year.
Well, wait a minute now. We had one not that long ago where they were missing. Yeah, what was the game where somebody missed up in a zone? Oh, no, they didn't miss. It should have been a strike, and would have ended the inning, and then it led to a loss. There was one this year. There was one, but I don't remember who the umpire was. But we'll, you know, the bad umpires will rise to the cream will rise to
CB
the top.
CB Buckner is terrible.
He's still terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, he's not worse than Angel, but since Angel's not pitching
Angel's
this year.
No, Angel's number one on every list.
Yeah, but he's not pitching this year.
He's not umping this year.
So CB Buckner
CB
is
Buckner
what it
takes
is.
Over. Yeah, no. CB Buckner. Ron Culpa is bad. I mean, but there it's just when you talk about bad umpiring, it's immediate. And I missed Angel. I miss him. But not really. It just is – it's gross. And actually, he sues the league every year because he doesn't get postseason – he says it's racist that they don't get – he doesn't get postseason games. It's not racist. It's by ability. Mm-hmm. There's a reason you don't get postseason games. It's because you're the worst. You're awful. We can't have you deciding postseason games. Because of your terribleness.
No, bad umps should not be allowed to work in the postseason. Just shouldn't be allowed to work in the postseason.
No, you should not be allowed to work in the postseason and do that. That's just ridiculous. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. We'll get to our Astros on the other side. Right here, another win last night. Bing, bing, bing. See you, Cubs. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
All right, time to talk about your dipping habit. It's ugly. It's terrible. It's awful. Stop it. It's all over your shirt. It's you're spitting into a bottle or a cup. It's gross. You got the little black dip in your between your teeth. Your teeth are yellowing. Who knows what it's doing to your jaw? Because a lot of people have who chewed have had real jaw problems. It's ugly. It's gross. There's a way to go about this and stop doing that, and it's called 975dip.com. Artisan Grange. It's awesome. It is hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil in it, and which is a healing power, so you're not spitting all over the place. It's not gross. It's not going to yellow your teeth. It's not doing any of that stuff. What it's doing is it's giving you that same sensation with the flavor that you're looking for, whatever that flavor is, citrus or dark or dark mint or whatever it is that you're looking for. You want it to taste like tobacco. That's good, too. But it doesn't have all of the harmful effects that dipping does. So if you're looking for a great way to get out of that dip and into another, 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 73-780-3776, 73-780-3776. The number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5. I don't know who put this out. It says the starting pitcher, ace, the Astros ace, Framber Valdez, always chooses the blue alternate. Always. But twice this season he hasn't had a choice, opening day and tonight, Space City. I think that is a team. They have that all picked out. They have Sunday jerseys. They have holiday jerseys. They have, you know, return home jerseys. They have Space City nights. So I don't think the starting pitcher does not. When I was in the dugout all the time, that had nothing to do with the starting pitcher. The starting pitcher did not. The starting pitcher gets to choose the music in the clubhouse. That's what the starting pitcher gets to choose.
Right.
It's his day. Mm-hmm. He gets to choose the music in the clubhouse. He doesn't get to choose the uniforms. I think that's a team thing. Well, at least it was. Maybe it's changed now, but when I was hanging out in the locker room, that was the pitcher got to choose the music, and the team had designated days for their uniforms. So,
did you have any friends who went to college for years and years and years and like finally graduated?
I know people, but I don't know friends. People. Yeah, I know people. Absolutely.
Stetson Bennett has been in college since 17 and still hasn't graduated.
Well, he didn't really have to, you know.
He doesn't? What do you think is going to happen with him? He's going to have this long, illustrious football
career. He never has to worry about a thing. He could go back to Georgia and work for any Georgia alum for the rest of his life. He's a hero. He's won two national championships.
Shouldn't you get a degree?
Why? What is that going to do?
Like, what if you
do
something?
He's got so much. He's got way more education than either of us do.
What if you do something horrible in Georgia?
What do you mean, what if you do something horrible in Georgia?
It's that Georgia doesn't want you anymore.
Well, then who's going to want you? I mean, what if you do something horrible?
He has to stay eligible. You have to take classes. It's almost impossible. The math doesn't even add up.
Right.
Just drop everything the second semester all the time?
Maybe he was taking one class with golf. He was taking golf every semester or basketball or whatever, and just to stay. But you can't even stay eligible like that. You're gonna have to. You have to do more than that. He couldn't even be a graduate. How do you stay that long and not even get? It is amazing. It really is amazing. But you don't have to take the tough classes. You just have to take classes to stay eligible. You don't have to take tough classes to get a degree, because as you go on in your degree, the classes are supposed to get more difficult. Mm-hmm. He just said, screw that. I'll just take whatever classes, however many I need to take, and I'll just stay eligible. He majored in eligibility.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. I just thought that was a little bit strange.
If it's even, with as little teeth as the NCAA has anymore, I wonder if it's even a thing that you have to. I mean, do you really think that Stetson Bennett actually took his classes?
Yeah, it's a thing you have to be.
Do you think he actually took his classes?
Well, I don't know, but you have to have somebody who passes them. You know, Georgia's considered a pretty good school. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I just learned that relatively recently when my son was looking.
Do you want to know why? You want to know?
Because they don't let out-of-state students people. Come in.
That's exactly
not
right.
Not many.
It's not that not it's a many. Really, really good school. It's that they don't. It's limited a number of people from out-of-state.
Oh, no. They let really, really good students in, yes.
Yeah.
But, no, it actually is. Their numbers are really good. Like, Georgia's actually a pretty good school.
Except everybody from Georgia brings it down.
Well, because, yeah, they want to keep the best students from Georgia, give them a place to go, so they don't want it to turn into – Alabama's like, come on in. Like, my son got good money. But people from the Northeast, I found out everyone from the Northeast, so when I was going to school, they all wanted to go to Emory or Tulane. Tulane in New Orleans, because they wanted to get out of the Northeast, go to New Orleans, or to Emory in Georgia. Now, my guy Russ Spielman told me, it's all the kids there now want to go to Georgia, which his daughter didn't get in, my son didn't get in there. They want to go to Georgia, or they want to go someplace that is, like, they love SEC now also. They're also Big Ten schools, but there's some good Big Ten schools, but they want to go somewhere where the Instagram is good. Where there's he just said the kids are crazy about they want to be part of people in cold weather want to be part of so badly of tailgate culture.
Yeah.
And, they want to be part of tailgate culture in the South.
Did you see the number one prospect in 2024? Dylan Raiola.
Yeah.
Has committed to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Our boy, well, I shouldn't say it on the air. No. But I know who's going to handle all his marketing, and so do you.
Yeah. Yeah,
and all his NIL.
6'3", 220-pound from Pinnacle High School in Phoenix.
Well, it's interesting because Nebraska thought they – I think Nebraska was the front runner.
USC and Nebraska.
At one point, yeah.
USC and Nebraska both thought they were going to get him in. And Georgia came up with the money. I mean, Georgia won out on the commitment there. So I just don't know. Now is Georgia's the new Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting all the best kids. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Sure seems like it.
Yep.
Who is it?
If Georgia offers, you go now.
On the broadcast, it was Nick Saban looking over it. It wasn't Herb Street. Was it McAfee or was it Reese Davis? I think it was Reese Davis. This is the program that people aspire to is Georgia. Nick Saban's on the broadcast for the championship game, and he's just looking over there at Reese while Reese is saying it, and it's the most uncomfortable, scary thing that I've ever watched. Like it's like, oh my gosh, he goes, this is what people aspire to. Georgia is now the program. And Nick is sitting there looking at him. I'm just thinking, oh, my gosh, you're saying this right in front of Nick Saban. I mean, it's true.
It's true.
It's true. I don't know how you could deny it. Kirby Smart basically took all the best methodologies of Nick Saban. I think he maybe is a little less dour and angry, and his players maybe are a little less – you know, under the thumb of Nick Saban, but they're very well coached. They're very technically sound. And I would say what's strange is this is kind of following the Alabama path from years ago. Think about this. Who are the great wide receivers coming out of Georgia? They don't have great receivers. George Pickens, he's not a great receiver. He hasn't proven anything yet. So who are these great receivers coming out of Georgia? You know, yeah, maybe he'll end up being one. I mean, Brock Bowers is the guy that you point to. McConkey's good. And people will see next year. He's a legit prospect. But they've had some good offensive line prospects. They've had some really good running backs. Nothing that stands out over Alabama. But now it's like their defensive. I don't know what the difference is because the defense is starting to stand out a little bit
more. No, starting to stand out. Man, look at all the, you know.
Well, the linebackers. But no, I mean, defensive line forever is A'shaun Robinson, Jaron Reed. Not just Will Anderson, but Jonathan Allen. Like, they had player.
Well, now that's Georgia.
Now Georgia's starting to do that.
That's Georgia.
Because now this year it was DJ Dale, Byron Young, Will Anderson from Alabama, which is fine. You know, Will Anderson's obviously a very good one. But Byron Young, DJ Dale, I mean, Georgia's last 2 years been Jordan Davis, first rounder, Trayvon Walken, first rounder, Devontae Wyatt, first rounder. This year it is
Jalen.
Yeah, Jalen Carter, first rounder. Yikes.
Yeah. No.
A lot of first rounders.
Yeah. And then
No wonder they're national championships.
And linebacker.
Yeah, linebackers. No wonder they're no wonder they won national championships back-to-back years.
Absolutely. All right, before we hit news of the weird, let's give a little props to Jose Abreu, okay? Jose Abreu had a solid night for your Houston Astros last night. Yeah, Morel took a bad route to his double, but oh well. And then he came up with a single as well. Jose Abreu on his night last night.
Créeme que lo único que hago es buscar la manera de buscar la solución. Yo creo que al final venimos a trabajar todos los días para estar en la mejor posición para competir y eso es el enfoque mío.
Yeah, trust me. I think I try to find any single way just to get the job done, get good results and good you know, come here, try to work every single day, just try to contribute and get good results.
Jose Abreu is going to be okay. Jose Abreu. I'm not sure about Montero, but I think Jose Abreu is going to be okay. Jose Abreu is going to come up with some big hits.
Coming up on your deadline.
What's my deadline?
May 20th for home run, first home run.
I don't care about that. He hit a ball far enough yesterday to be a home run. He just didn't pull it.
Coming up on your
deadline.
He
comes up with doubles and RBIs. He has two RBI nights and three bases. I'm fine with Jose Abreu. He doesn't have to hit a home run. What's a home run? Oh, he hit a home run. Oh, great. Who cares? I want RBIs.
I care about home runs. Home runs are RBIs, and they're the best thing you can do for an OPS.
Yeah, they are.
They're the best thing you can do for both things that you like.
I'm not talking about the best things I need for Jose Abreu. I need improvement, and what I've seen is improvement. Jose Abreu has been better. It's hard to get worse than he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was like he was last in WAR in the league.
Let me tell you,
he's starting to move up those charts now.
We know that last year, a critical piece of last year at the end was your boy Yuli. Yuli had a bad year, but Yuli had a good postseason.
That's right. Jose Abreu is a postseason
monster.
You're
ultimately known. People as beloved. You know, it's funny because you talk about Jeff Bagwell, and people love Jeff Bagwell, but there's always a little bit of a foul taste in your mouth because of the postseason. Robert Horry. I got nothing for love. Robert Horry really didn't even score that much for the Rockets when he was here.
No.
He didn't really, but I got love for Robert Horry. You know why? Because you do good things in a postseason.
He hit big shots.
If you do Chaz McCormick's catch in a postseason, the angel in the outfield, that'll always live with you. If you do something good enough, that's why James Harden can be a Hall of Famer, but he's always going to be known for the postseason.
Yeah.
He'll always be known for his postseason.
Well, that'll you forget dog him Jeff Bagwell was 3-for-8 with 5 walks one postseason against the Braves.
Well, he had a .226 lifetime postseason average.
So? I mean, did you walk 5 times in one series? No.
I also didn't strike out.
Yeah. No, you didn't do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Jeff Bagwell had one postseason.
I have never chased
a
slider
singles.
Away. I have never chased a slider away in a postseason.
No. But you've also...
Bagwell didn't chase a lot. He had good plate discipline.
Oh, yeah.
He had good eye. Walks. He had a good eye. Well, he struck out some, but that's only because he was swinging for the moon. But he could see the plate now.
Yeah. No, he had a great eye. Unbelievable eye. All right, quickly, before we go, Julio Morales, a little update last night for us on Jose Altuve and his comeback.
This report on Jose Altuve, who was back with the team today. It is an off day for the Sugarland Space Cowboys. However, his next move will be joining the Corpus Christi Hooks. He's so far 1-for-13 in his rehab assignment. All is going well so far. But Altuve told me, guys, that he was actually just being demoted to Double A. Not enough hits for Altuve. He's just bringing nothing to the offense right here as you watch him taking fielding grounders earlier today. So I'm bringing nothing to this offense despite the Space Cowboys coming up with just some huge hits and moments. Those guys are ready for me to get out of there and dragging them down. Tuve's got jokes, that's for sure. But it does bother him that he's not hitting. In fact, he said that first AB was really good with the Space Cowboys, and then he followed that with 12 bad at-bats. So he would love to just get the timing down, feel good before joining the team. Doesn't sound like it's going to be long, though, because he's feeling so good.
Yeah, he was out there taking grounders yesterday. Did you see the highlights of him? Hmm? He was taking grounders yesterday.
Dusty said his timing was off, too.
It was time to move up or down.
No, it says timing was off.
Oh, his timing's off. Yeah, he won.
What if he's so bad he has to go down to the single, just high A?
Florida.
What's a bigger concern?
Florida League.
What's a bigger concern
what
right
about
now for you?
Cape Cod?
What's the biggest concern right now for you? Brantley, Abreu, or Altuve? In order.
In order, Brantley.
Not Altuve? Look how he's hitting right now.
Yeah, but he's just started. You thought it'd be 3 games. I thought it was going to be a long rehab stint because he's got to get his timing back. You want him to have listen, they get ready for a season. It takes them over a month to get ready for a season. You want him back in three games when he hasn't played for a couple of months. He needs time.
Get him back
he
up.
He needs to get his timing down. He needs to see pitching.
No, he doesn't. Maybe Jose Altuve came out swinging. Here's the thing. Jose Altuve right now, all you're doing is you're just showing him disrespect. I thought Dusty doesn't like disrespecting veterans. And what does Altuve get paid right now? Does he have to take a minor league salary?
No, he's getting his $29 million.
Yeah. He doesn't have to take a minor league salary at all?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't need that. No, he's not taking a minor. He's not taking a Corpus Christi salary. No. We ain't doing that. All right, when we come back, News of the Weird coming your way right here. We finish it up strong with News of the Weird, so don't you go anywhere. Right now, though, I'm talking about she's awesome. Doc Manavis is awesome. And I'm telling you, if you have any kind of a prostate issue, if you feel like you are somebody who is going to the bathroom way too much, you even just thinking, you know what, there's a possibility that if you have an enlarged prostate that it's causing ED. And she says 100% of the guys that she has treated that had ED caused by BPH, an enlarged prostate, 100% of them were cured. Well, we're improved drastically with their ED. So maybe you have a prostate that is pressing and you're unable to perform. Maybe it's pressing and you are going to the bathroom too much. Maybe you can't start. You can't stop. Maybe whatever it is, you have all of these issues. If you're getting up in the middle of the night multiple times, it's time to see Doc Manavis. Get your ultrasound. Get your MRI. Let her see whether or not what's causing it. And if you do have an enlarged prostate, she's going to give you an IV, and you are going to be out of there in 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes because she wants you to sit around for a little while afterwards. But it's painless. It's unbelievable. If you have these symptoms, go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see this driver who got pulled over by Colorado police for a DUI? He was trying to switch places with his dog as he was being pulled over. Okay?
No.
Yeah. Trying to switch places with his dog, trying to claim that the dog was driving so he could avoid a DUI.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work.
Oh.
No.
Did the dog have any previous offenses?
The dog was let go. The dog was freed of all charges. No, wasn't charged in the incident. So the Quebec premier, apparently in Quebec, they are raising salaries, politicians' salaries, by $30,000. He says that required courage. Do you feel like it's courageous for a politician to raise his own salary, $30,000?
In this day and age, it is rather a courageous move.
It is rather courageous for a politician to say, yep, I need more.
People are hungry, and on the homeless population's never been higher. Yep. It took a great deal of courage for us to raise all of our salaries. Like, yeah, that was a pretty courageous move. Well, that move, you had balls. I don't know if it's courageous. But it showed some balls.
73% of the survey, 73% of mothers feel they're the best mother in the world. You think Nicole feels like she's the best mother
in
the world?
She does not.
She doesn't feel that way?
She says out loud.
I'm not the best mother?
No.
I'm not the best of mothers? I think
that seems high. I would think most moms are harder on themselves. I would think that number would be more like 32%.
No. Apparently, mothers are pretty high on themselves.
I think dads are more realistic.
Yeah. No, yeah. I feel like I'm the best dad in the world, but okay.
Well, then you're not realistic. Yeah. I take it all back.
There's a new thing called a 3-hour everything shower. Have you heard of this?
Do I want to hear this? Okay, a 3-hour everything shower.
Yeah.
So it's 3-hour shower.
Apparently, it's an everything shower.
Okay.
which entails taking an extremely warm, steamy shower for 2 to 4 hours.
Soaping
up every nook and cranny while blasting your favorite music. 2 to 4 hour shower.
So you do it yourself?
Do you know how bad your water bill's going to be?
Well, obviously, is it... Wait, are these people... Oh, this is... This is not... Is this a business?
Apparently... No, apparently this is something the Gen Zs are doing. This is a Gen Z thing.
I can say this. That actually sounds on brand.
It does sound...
I've got some Gen Zs in my house, and the showers are long, which, you know.
Yeah, but they're boys. That's what happens. You know, boys in the shower. It's called a three-hour everything shower. It says soaping up every nook and cranny. Do you feel like that's better than sex?
They're not. What?
That's what they say.
No, hold on a second. A three-hour shower. Well, first of all, the Gen Zs are, they're a little weird. Like, they're not trying to even.
No.
They're not even, there's less relations, less kids who want to drive. It's a weird age.
Yeah, it is a weird.
They'd rather not even do any of that yucky stuff.
They'd rather not do it.
Ugh.
Yeah, they'd rather not do it. I feel like you would kind of fall for this one. Apparently, the Big Island tourists are following the GPS, their GPS, right in the Hanakokawa Harbor. Do you feel like if GPS told you to turn right into the water that you would do that? Apparently, this is happening a lot.
They tried to do it one time to me after we had one of those floods that was over a certain area. I was coming back from Louisiana, and there was a flood, and it tried to send me to that. It tried to do that to me, and I outsmarted. It was Apple Maps. Apple Maps is a dumb.
So you outsmarted your GPS. A lot of people aren't. I kind of feel like this is something you might fall for.
I can't outsmart Waze, but because Waze is highly intelligent, I can't outsmart stupid-ass Apple Maps. Remember when Apple Maps took us to a golf course that didn't exist?
Yes.
Dumb Apple Maps. We're right next to a train track.
Yeah. Apparently now a man was arrested. He assaulted the police officer. You know what he assaulted him with?
Bag of rice.
A hamburger. He's been arrested for assaulting a cop with a hamburger. Apparently he threw the hamburger into the cop car, and he was arrested for assault.
Are you sure he wasn't being chased and he threw the hamburger to distract him and then took off?
I don't know. That's the only thing he was charged with. So the one thing that he did was he threw the hamburger into the cop car, and apparently that's assault. Do you feel like that's if you're a cop, not so bad. If I'm going to be assaulted...
You'd rather be by a bag of hamburger, but you also want to get the guy.
Yeah, no.
Feels like a pretty disrespectful hamburger to the face.
At most, it's disrespectful. Yeah. I don't know about this whole arrest thing. I'm not sure about
that.
She's
going to let somebody hit you. You're that disrespectful that you let somebody hit you right in the face
Maybe you'll get a fresh one. Okay. Yeah. And then now we're even. Here.
Well, that is street justice, I suppose.
That would be the way to go about it. We are done. Paul Gallant is next. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
Pray for Victor.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views. and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.